Today's question is, how many blog drafts and other bright ideas are you sitting on? I'm relating this to blogs, but it can apply to many other things in life and in business. In fact, the more I think of it, this really isn't just about blogs at all. I hope that you can relate to this and begin to uncover more of your bright ideas. Do you ever have a great idea that you just have to share with the world? Or at least to the people who read your blog? I do, and I find myself jotting down a note about it. I'm old school, so I end up with a squillion pages of notes stacked on my desk. Some of them make it to my handy-dandy little notebook, and a decent number even make it to my list of draft copies here on my blog. It's great to have a list of ideas for future articles to present to the world, or at least to the people who read my blog, so in those moments of inspiration, it's best to take some notes and remember to get back to it later. After all, it is often hard to be astonishingly brilliant on cue. And who wants to publish something that is less than astonishingly brilliant? Not this guy, but I still do it anyway. Here comes the challenging part. Getting back on task with a particular topic can feel just a bit like hopping on a little pink bicycle to run to the grocery store. In your bathrobe. Sure, maybe it's something different for you, but to me, it feels awkward. It's a huge challenge to resume astonishing brilliance after the initial spark fades away. It's sometimes easy to wonder, was that idea really all that great? But you know, I sometimes question the same things while looking back at my blog archive and at other ideas I've had over time. What I realized is that those sparks of inspiration add up to become the whole blog over time. The things we share in blogs and in other areas of life and business cannot all be brilliant. Not for you, not for me, or anybody else. This was inspired by the long list of blog articles, drafts, stacking up in my list, but I think it can be applied to any other sort of great ideas that stack up on us. I still opt for quality over quantity because volume of ideas is not impressive in itself. However, everybody has a different view of what is a worthy idea. If you share more of your ideas, something amazing could happen. Somebody could be inspired or otherwise benefit from the little bits of non-astonishing brilliance that you left in a pile in the corner of your desk. We're not all quite the same, and some of the stuff that you relegate to the less than awesome stack could just be worth publishing after all. So then the challenge is to stop letting those semi-brilliant notes sitting in the draft phase from collecting dust. It makes me wonder how many brilliant ideas you have that are lying around collecting dust and getting shuffled out of your busy schedule. Do you ever feel the same challenge, or is it just me? Add your comments at awebguy.com. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.